This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Look.
Don't even try.
Guys, I can't wait for tomorrow.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Say good morning to Brenda from Easton.
Hey girl.
Good morning.
And what do? You work in like mobile X-ray technology or something?
Mobile x-ray in a mobile lab. So we have mobile techs that go out and take x-rays and they draw blood, nursing homes mostly.
Oh, well, you've been busy. Will you come here and take x-rays of us?
For what?
I'm not a tech, actually. I work in the office.
I don't know. I just want to see maybe what my elbow looks like.
You got some bony. Wrong there.
It looks bony.
It's a little sore. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Plus, they bring those heavy blankets. Man, I could sleep under those things.
Oh, I love those.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Got it.
Kennedy is out of the studio over in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Carly Rae Jepsen released a new song titled Me and the Boys in the Band, paying tribute to her bandmates. Carly Rae Jepsen rose to fame with this song back in 2011. Can you name the song?
Call Me Maybe.
Question number two. Tyler Perry is set to receive the Governor's Award at this year's Emmy Awards. The award honors individuals or organizations whose achievement is so exceptional and universal in nature that it goes beyond the scope of an annual Emmy Award recognition program. Tyler Perry created and plays this female character in his films.
Madea.
Question number three. Kanye West's new campaign promo features Kirsten Dunst and Anna Wintour without permission and has the ladies scratching their heads. Anna Wintour is the editor-in-chief for which magazine?
Vogue.
TikTok star Bryce Hall had his utilities shut off after he hosted a massive birthday party in L.A. TikTok is owned by which country?
Yeah.
Need an answer, Brenda.
Japan, I don't know.
Question number five. Cher said she was turned down after trying to volunteer at two different post office locations. Cher's last number one song was from which 2010 movie that she starred in alongside Christina Aguilera? I forgot about that movie.
So good.
Mulan Rouge, no, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hello.
Welcome back.
I think you're on.
Brenda got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Carly Rae Jepsen has released a new song. It's called Me and the Boys in the Band, paying tribute to her bandmates. Carly rose to fame with this song back in 2011. Name it.
Call Me Maybe.
Tied at 1. Tyler Perry is set to receive the Governor's Award at this year's Emmy Awards. Tyler Perry created and plays this female character in his films.
Madea.
Kanye West's new campaign promo features Kirsten Dunst and Anna Wintour.
Anna.
Anna? Sorry.
Just, don't even worry.
That's my wife, Lan, is when I go
of course.
To the, not Lana. Anna Wintour is the editor-in-chief for which magazine?
Vogue.
Vogue, how it's pronounced. Tied at three, question number four. TikTok star Bryce Hall had his utility shut off after he hosted a massive birthday party in L.A.
They said, nope.
TikTok is owned by which country?
China. Is it owned by the entire country?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's random.
That's China. That's everything is owned by...
Oh. Well, one guy and maybe you get a piece. I see.
4-3, question number five. Cher said she was turned down after trying to volunteer at two different post office locations.
I love that about her. She's amazing.
Cher's last number one song was from which 2010 movie that she starred in alongside Christina Aguilera?
Cabaret? No. Wait, I'll get it. It's supposed to be Burlesque?
That is correct. Burlesque. 4-3.
So good.
4-3 is the final score. What is the song? Is that Believe? That's not Believe. Believe is before that.
No. I don't remember the name
Turn
of
Back
it.
Time?
No.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
You're going way.
There's 1976.
I Got You, Babe.
You're going Sonny and Cher.
There's 1972.
Brenda, I'm sorry you don't get to cast. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Brenda from Easton, and I can't beat you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 6:45, 7:45, and 8:45.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Emily from Kingston, New Hampshire.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Good morning.
Kennedy, I know you don't know this.
I don't.
But Kingston,
I'm sure I don't.
Kingston, New Hampshire has been around for a minute. Home of Josiah Bartlett, one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Go on.
That's all I know.
We just did the deepest dive on Kingston, New Hampshire.
I just hear we've met the girl in Kingston town. That's all I hear when I hear Kingston.
Kingston, New Hampshire has more cows than people.
Sounds like where I went in Maine.
Yep.
And Emily has a 13-year-old daughter. They're headed to where are you?
North Conway.
North Conway.
Yeah, she's not 13 yet. Not till November. Don't rush
it. Oh, right. I'm sorry. She's a Scorpio. We went over this. Right. Yes.
All right, Emily, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What is your daughter's name, Emily?
Mallory.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio now. Question number one. Kelsey Ballerini hilariously live tweeted a standoff with a bat that was stuck in her apartment with her husband trying to capture it with a dustpan. Kelsey Ballerini and this pop star teamed up for the song The Other Girl that we're playing right now. Who is she?
Mara Morris.
Question number three. Stacey Dash's estranged husband said he was hypnotized into marrying her. Stacey Dash starred as Dion alongside Alicia Silverstone in this 1995 film.
Legally Blonde.
Question number three. Olivia Wilde is set to direct and write a female-centered Marvel film. The movie is expected to center on Spider-Woman. Who is Olivia Wilde married to?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Question number four. The Lakers are set to wear special Black Mamba uniforms to honor Kobe Bryant on 8/24. True or false, Kobe Bryant spent his entire NBA career playing for the Lakers.
True.
Question number five. Pink shared a photo of her wakeboarding with the caption, "I always wondered why God gave me thunder thighs. It's because he knew I'd use them someday." What is Pink's real name? Oof.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's a tough one.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Those are hard, Annie.
I didn't think they were that bad. Mm-hmm.
Somebody hurt you?
Yeah, where do you want to unpack that one?
All right, Kennedy. Emily got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
These are these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini hilariously live tweeted a standoff with a bat that was stuck in her apartment with her husband, trying to capture it with a dustpan. Kelsey Ballerini and this pop star teamed up for the song The Other Girl. Who is she?
Halsey.
1-0. Question number 2. Stacey Dash's estranged husband said he was hypnotized in marrying her.
This is the strangest story, you guys.
So much.
Stacey Dash starred as Dion alongside Alicia Silverstone in this 1995
Clueless.
Film. Clueless.
Have you read it? Read that story. I tell you.
I'm telling you.
2-0. Question number 3. Olivia Wilde is set to direct and write a female-centered Marvel film. It's expected to center on Spider-Woman. Who is Olivia Wilde married to?
Jason Sudeikis.
3-0. Question number 4. The Lakers are set to wear special Black Mamba uniforms to honor Kobe Bryant on 8/24. True or false, Kobe Bryant spent his entire NBA career playing for the Lakers.
But did he have 2 different numbers, though? I'm going to say yes.
That is true. He, right out of high school, never went to college. It was kind of the end of that era where you had to go to college for a year. 4-1. Question number 5. Pink shared a photo of her wakeboarding with the caption, "I always wondered why God gave me thunder thighs. It's because he knew I'd use them." What is Pink's real name?
Alicia.
I need her last name as well, Annie says.
Alicia. Gosh, I don't remember.
Silverstone. Alicia Moore is the correct answer.
I'll always remember from her Behind the Music.
4-1 is the final score. Sorry, Emily, you don't get the cash. Is there something you'd like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name's Emily from Kingston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.